Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic afternoon. Expressway's coming up in 20 minutes. LA Live's at 5:40. It's time now for an edition of Football's Finest, and let's learn all about this Zach Martin retirement here with the Chief.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we got the news in the last hour. Zach Martin hanging him up. He's all done. 10 years, 34 years old, made well over $100 million in his career, been banged up as of late, said thanks but no thanks. Seven-time first-team All-Pro, two-time second-team All-Pro, member of the 2010s NFL All-Decade team, a surefire lock for Canton. I saw this as a stat, Warren Sharp pointing this out. Zach Martin, almost 7,000 pass pro snaps in his career. He had zero accepted holding penalties in pass pro.
That's ridiculous.
I think he had seven holding calls his entire career. He had more all-pros than holding penalties. But in pass pro, he never had a holding call that got accepted. And that was almost 7,000 pass pro snaps. That's kind of absolutely ridiculous. But he's absolutely an all-timer, one of the greatest Cowboys of all time. And he's been the best guard in football for pretty much his entire career. As respected as anyone that's ever stepped foot in that building or on an NFL field. And I just wonder, I know the injuries have piled up. He's made plenty of money. He's played plenty long. But do you think he would give it one more year if he felt like the Cowboys were actually close to contending?
I do. I think that's a big part of it, you know, and I think that's a realization that a lot of guys come to usually later in their careers, but it seems like Micah Parsons is hip to it right now. Like, hey, we're not team building like the best teams are. So I think if you're Zach Martin, you look around and you understand that, hey, we were really good in 14 and 16 and maybe 21, 22, 23 were pretty good, but this thing is heading in the wrong direction. My guys are gone. Yeah. You know, it's tough when, you know, you're sort of developing now. You're trying to rebuild. And as at that age, you know, what are your options? To go somewhere else? You're going to move your family across the country? Or are you going to go there by yourself and just not see your young ones for the majority of 6 months?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a major life sacrifice.
Yeah, I can imagine if he still wanted to play and it's like, okay, but the Cowboys aren't contending. I want to play for a contender, but do I really want to move somewhere else, uproot the family or whatever? Probably not.
Well, the Midwest would make sense. Being he's from Indianapolis, you know, the family and all that's still kind of up there. You know, if he wanted to go back that direction. I thought that when Dawson was talking about Kansas City and places like that, that may, that might be something. I will say this. I think his body told him he's played at such a high level.
Yeah.
Even if the Cowboys, I don't think this was a decision about how good or bad the Cowboys is. I think this is about legacies. I think this is about like going out there and not putting bad tape out. You know, that the fact that this year was so rough, what, this is the first time that he missed what, Pro Bowls and all pros and all his career. And I think it's about when people talk about you, what are they talking about? Are they talking about the guy that, you know, played all those years? Are they talking about the guy that looked not too good the last couple of years? So I think this was more about his body telling him he can't play at the level that he's accustomed to. I don't think the Cowboys had anything to do with this. Just my opinion.
Yeah.
That he said, no, I've played at such a high level. I don't want to go out there and just not be that guy. And
that makes plenty of sense.
Yeah. And I think that's what he went through last year. I think that made him realize that, man, it's getting to be the end. And he even thought about it before the season even started. Remember, he was hinting
that's
that
true. That's
he
true.
Was hinting that
we went into the season knowing this is likely the end.
Yeah, I think his body surely told him that.
Well, it's certainly understandable that that he is going to take it this way, and best of luck to him in the post playing day career. I mean, we know like he wanted to jump on with us for the players show a couple of years ago. It seemed like he started to broaden his horizons when it comes to. I mean, he was just at the Super Bowl radio row doing the bounty stuff, putting himself out there. So I do wonder which direction he's about to take this now in the post career.
Man, I don't think Zach Martin is media desiring. I mean, he was good when he jumped in with us, but like in every other situation now, sometimes there's a Randy Moss where the guy seems like he doesn't want anything to do with the media, or Rasheed Wallace doesn't want anything to do with the media, and then he retires and he dives in and he's great. I think Zach Martin could be great, but he's never struck me as a guy that, you know, wanted to talk a lot about football.
I would say he probably takes the same path that we've seen from Travis Frederick. Kind of continue.
Disappear a little bit.
Disappear, spend time with the family, and, you know, and then, but also be a guy that does his charitable work, keeps his organizations going that way, supports his other teammates, shows up for an occasional, you know, hey, we're going to put you in the Ring of Honor thing. He'll show up for that, you know, kind of a thing. But I think he's probably heading back up to the Midwest and going to just find him a place and just settle down and do what he wants to do. I don't think we're going to see very much of him.
Well, good for him. He deserves exactly that if that's what he wants, man. What a stud. What a great dude. Great player. Just everything that you want your great players to be. He was that. He is that.
I think some players don't want to play anymore when they can't totally crush.
Yes.
You know, some players, like they retire from basketball and they want to go play at the YMCA still. They're like, hey, this is nowhere close, but I just like having a ball in my hands and shooting and stuff. But I think there's other guys that when they can't, like A.J. Brown said after the Super Bowl, I love totally dominating the opposition, right? That's what I'm in this thing for, is that human on human, I have humiliated you on TV. You know, and I think for a lot of guys, as soon as they realize, wait, I'm just like one of those other guys, I'm not special anymore, the relationship with the game changes in a very big way.
Yeah, especially these days when you make the amount of money that these guys make, like there's no reason to hang on. You don't have to go out there and embarrass yourself for a couple extra years just because you need the life-changing money. That is already there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
There, so I totally understand. And as a fan of his, I honestly prefer that. You know, I mean, I would love to see him have a turn back the clock year for the Cowboys and go bulldoze people for 16, 17 games. But I think it was more likely that you're just seeing the breakdown and now you're seeing Zach Martin turn more into just an average NFL player, which is still dang good. But you're used to seeing him be the best in the business. He's used to that.
Yeah.
And so I totally get being like, nah, I'm not going to let y'all see me at my worst just because yeah. I want to satisfy more competitive. I've been competing my balls off for forever.
Yeah.
Go ahead and throw in the towel. I totally respect this out of him.
Yeah, and I think that's a testament to, you know, being very, very front-ended, like, with your finances. Like, from the very beginning, thinking there is a scarcity to these resources. I think of Marshawn Lynch and Rob Gronkowski, two guys that never spend a single game check. And the flexibility that that gave them at the end of their mm-hmm. careers, right? They're like, oh, I'm retiring. Oh, I've actually always wanted to play with the Raiders. Oh, yeah. Tom Brady wants me. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll go do media. Maybe I'll do reality TV. But the options that it gives you there at the end instead of having to cling to something for long-term security is huge.
Well, on the other side of the retirement coin, you have the report from Diana Russini that Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce is leaning towards continuing to play in 2025.
There he goes.
Which is surprising if you watched him play in the Super Bowl. And he looked like he was a total shell of himself and
yeah.
was just not anywhere close to the type of dude that we've grown accustomed to seeing. Thought he was going to be at his best, but maybe that bad taste in his mouth fuels him and Pat Mahomes for a one last ride type situation. But if I was the Chiefs, I'd be like, I don't know. Are you sure? Travis,
right?
Think about this.
Yes.
Hey, we're giving you until March 14th, okay? Let's take it up until the midnight hour.
If you're, how do you think Andy Reid's looking at this, Brian?
I think Andy Reid is okay with either way this goes. I don't think
he's not pushing out the door when you're getting long in the tooth,
no,
guy?
No. He's not. Matter of fact, remember,
might be his only weakness.
Yeah, remember when you know he's very loyal to his players. You say about how he traded, you know, Hill, but he kind of saw that, you know, what was potentially going to happen. There's probably a big mistake that they made, but I kind of feel like that he is going to respect any way that Kelce decides this, and there's a reason why they gave him the date that they did. He's due that $12 million. Roster bonus.
Yeah.
And so, but whatever happens, I think Andy will adjust. I think he will figure out a way, like, okay, we're going to need to go get a tight end now,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they'll navigate it that way. I don't think it's one of these, damn, what are we doing kind of things? And I'm going to try and talk you into it. I think Andy's going to allow him to make his decision on his own and not force him to do it one way or another.
Well, speaking of the Chiefs, it looks like Mahomes Sr., remember when he got into that little scuffle yeah. with John Rocker in New Orleans?
Uh-huh.
And then they set up the rough and rowdy fight with Barstool. These guys are going to duke it out in the boxing ring. Well, it turns out he's supposed to be making his baseline money for this. Mahomes Sr. is going to make $85,000. And then depending on the pay-per-view numbers and if he wins, I guess he can make plenty more. But he's going to get in the ring with John Rocker for $85,000.
Hmm.
And apparently Pat Mahomes' son, he is unhappy about the match rumors, and he's doing everything he can to pull his dad out of the fight.
Yeah.
Which, of course, he is. You're like, Dad, I will just give you $85,000
yes.
right
yeah.
now. I'll double it, and then don't go embarrass yourself
and our family more than you already have.
Well, maybe he's really nice with his hands, you know? He's probably a better natural athlete than John Rocker, but John Rocker looks like dude lives in the gym.
Yeah.
Dude, you know? he is an absolute rock.
You're
going
to have to be a really good fighter to overcome that strength disadvantage.
You better be a technician.
I mean, sometimes somebody says something to you outside a bar, though, and you just want a piece of them. And maybe to senior, like the 85 grand is icing on the cake. Yeah. He just wants to knock him out for whatever was said out there on that New Orleans corner that night.
I'll be looking forward to watching this, though, I will say. Like, what are we going to get out of this fight? It's going to be more sad than anything I imagine.
Is this like a summertime event? Is this a...
Barstool does a rough and rowdy boxing match.
They should do it out of West Virginia, I thought.
I have no idea the whereabouts or the timing. I think it's coming up maybe later this spring or something like that, but... Yeah.
I mean, even the greatest fighter of all, at least of my lifetime, Mike Tyson, was 54. Senior's 53, right?
So, and washed, by the way. Yeah. Washed.
Yeah. Yeah.
A real life lush.
He's having a great time. He's enjoying life as Patrick Mahomes' dad, you know, former professional athlete. Life is good, right?
Reaction time's a little bit slower, they say.
I mean, maybe John Rocker is at an advanced age and maybe a little top heavy with all the bench press and shoulder work that he's doing, that maybe he's going to be super off balance too.
I'm sure both of them are going to look awful in the ring.
Yes.
But Rocker has the ability to land a KO punch with just the strength that he's bringing to the table here.
He's 50.
Yeah, he's 50. So
yeah.
I wonder what the
weight
difference is.
I want some big gloves, right? I'm just going to try to use my quickness.
It's insane. I'm sure if I was Pat Mahomes right now, I would be begging my dad.
He's the GOAT, bro. Through all of this, he's still the greatest quarterback ever, bro.
Yeah.
His brother's a mess. His daddy's a mess. His girl's a mess. And I say this respectfully because my life's a mess, too. I can spot it.
You're right. Yeah. Thanks for the no one.
Yeah.
I feel you on that, man. But the worst thing about this at this age, and I'm now less than 1 year from turning 50. Brian knows already about this, and we saw it with Mike Tyson. That's why people thought he was throwing the fight. But once you throw yourself forward, you can't stop.
You can't
and spring
stop.
Back.
You can't.
You stumble, and you got to take a couple of steps to get your balance back. So it's going to be sad.
Maybe the saddest fight in the history.
You saw me fall in the parking lot of Avis.
I mean, you start going and it's like, crap, I can't stop this.
Momentum.
Seriously, he's not wrong.
I'm going to have to make this like 30-second rounds.
He's not wrong.
Huffing and puffing.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Football's finest on a Zach Martin retirement Thursday here. It's the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Expressway's next. LA Live 540. You will not believe who Brian thinks is better than Zeke was coming out of college. That's next here. It's the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.